Kof Mal Cheshvan, Thursday the 9th of November, Rabbi David Stern, Behenton Chel Sadikim. Cow that rested on Shabbos.
Rashi brings on the pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayikach ha'eved asor gemalim migmalei adonov. Rashi seems to be bothered. Why does the pasuk have to add the word migmalei adonov? Clearly, it would have belonged to Avraham Avinu. So Rashi says migmalei adonov means nikorim hoy mishar gemalim, that they were noticeably different, Avraham Avinu's camels, to other gemalim. Or yoytzin zemumim mipnei hagezel, that they went out with muzzles over their mouths in order to prevent them stealing, shelo yiru b'sdois acherim, so they shouldn't graze in other people's fields. Yes. Avraham Avinu was particular that his camels had muzzles in order to prevent them from stealing from other people's fields. Rashi repeats this later on when Eliezer arrives at Laban's and Bethuel's house. So it says there, Vayoboy ish habaisa vayefatach hagemalim. So Rashi again says, what does it mean vayefatach hagemalim? Hitir zom hashonim, it means he released their muzzles. Shoyosois mespim, he had previously had them shut. Shaloyiru baderech bistois acher. The Ramban on that second posuk disagrees with Rashi and says that's not the translation of vayefatach es hagemalim. The Ramban says vayefatach hagemalim means Potach moisrei tzavorim, they had some sort of a chain around their necks, and he released that, or hoyhochim chagurim b'moishal makobo, some sort of a saddle, which they were tied in, and that's what he released. But he says, Rashi kosav hitiz zomam shalohem. Rashi writes that it was referring to their muzzles that he opened, shoyosoysim piim, shalirusos achirim. So Ramban is unhappy with that, and he quotes the Medrash Rabbah, v'loshem b'reishis Rabbah. The Breishis Rabbah says as follows, the first shitter in the Breishis Rabbah is indeed like Rashi. Hitiz momeya. Comes along Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya. Shoal Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya asked Rav Chiya bar Abba, Lo hoyu gemalov shal Avraham Avinu doimim lachamoyra shal Rav Pinchas ben Yair? Would the camels of Avraham Avinu not be at least as special as the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair? Two Amiroim in the Medrash, Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya, which the Ramban is invoking. He's also, as it were, bothered by this on Rashi. It's well known, it's brought down in slightly differing versions, but it's well known story with the donkey Rav Ben Yor, that he arrived some, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin says, he arrived Ikla Laho Ishbiza, this is after he was on his way to Pidyon Shavuyim, miraculously crossed the river, and then he arrived, and they placed some barley in front of his donkey, and the donkey refused to eat. And they tried choftinu, nokrinu, they tried to clean out from all pebbles, etc., this barley, and the donkey still refused to eat. So Omar Lahus, Rav Yor said, Dilma loy ma'asra nasrinu, maybe you haven't taken ma'asa from the barley, and that's why he's refusing to eat. And indeed, they went and they took ma'asa, and then he ate. Medrash Rabbah indeed on over here in Chayasor quotes a slightly differing story that was stolen from him, and then 3 days he refused to eat, and then they let it go, and it returned to him at night, and he immediately let it in and gave it to eat. So we see that the donkey of Rav Yair was, so to speak, protected from, was trained or protected from eating forbidden foods. So the Amiram in the Medrash and the Ramban uses this, the question Rashi asks, would the camels of Avraham Avinu not be at least as great as the Pinchas Beyor? V'zeh sha'ala listoir pituach hazamam. This question is contradicting the idea of the muzzles. Ki'i efshar, says Ramban, it's impossible. She'yi ha'chasidus The Beisai Shara Pinchas Ben Yair, God Ol Yosef Beisai Ravinu, can't be that the Hasidus in the house of Pinchas Ben Yair was greater than the house of Ravinu. The Kasha Chamoyer Shara Pinchas Ben Yair, Inenu Tzorich Lishtarim Min Advarim Ho'asurim Libolov Lakilo. In the same way that the donkey of Israel does not require any external shmira to protect it from consuming something which is forbidden. Koshkein Gemalo Shara Ravinu, Ve'ein Tzorich Lezamamom, Ki Lo Ye'une Letzadik Kol Oven. So, the Mizrahi, in defense of Rashi, L'chayr, the Rabban, and their Medrash, have a good point. Why would Avraham Avinu need to ensure that his camels don't graze in other people's fields? Obviously, they would be protected. Hashem would protect them. So, the Mizrahi has two answers. One is that when it's kviya hezeik hashana, that means that where it's almost a given, it's certain, it's almost virtually impossible that they shouldn't do an Avera, then you cannot rely on that, then they are not indeed protected from not transgressing. The Chamor Prince of Yor, it says that he refused to eat one day, a second day, a third day, eventually they let him go. Probably he wouldn't have been able to hold out too long, this donkey, and eventually would have eaten. So along those lines, the Mizrahi suggests that a journey which passes through other people's fields, it would be impossible that the camels shouldn't eat. It's kviya hezeka, and therefore there, it's necessary that the behemton shel tzadikim being protected doesn't apply. It's impossible that they would be protected, and there one has to protect. Alternatively, the Mizrahi says, ein somchen al hanes. It's a miraculous thing. Hashem protects the behemton shel tzadikim not to transgress, but you, the person, you cannot rely on that, and therefore Avraham Avinu would have had to take his steps to ensure that they don't graze in other people's fields, and that's why he had to put a muzzle. Indeed, maybe without the muzzle they would have been protected, but it's not up to you to rely on that, because ain't so imkhan alanes. No, Pinchas didn't rely on anes. It's a story that occurred that his donkey refused to eat. But here, Ravina had to do what he could to protect them. Okay, I'd like to, based on, by the way, the Maram Ukemis, are all taken from the Mishcha Shemen, Chaim Kalfon, Zecharin of Rochem. Clarify slightly, maybe in a more Londish way, the Machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban, or indeed between the two Amoiroim we find in the Medrash. The first Amoir says, Hit is Zamalam, and then Rabbi Yudah, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeremia say, Impossible, Behem Tosh Tadikim, Achkosh Baruch, will protect. So, what indeed is the Yisoid of the Machlekes? So, we'll be makdim a Tosfos, it's well known. It's earlier in Chulin, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and Tosfos says this, he saw it in numerous places, amongst them in Gittin Daf Zayin. Tosfos asks a question, because the Gemara over there says that there were certain Amoroim who perhaps, it seems, would have been nichshol to eat forbidden produce, and the Gemara says, no, it's not possible that they would have been nichshol, because Hashta, Behem Ton Shol Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe to call like Yodon, Tzadikim Atmam Leikol Shekin. If Behemoth of Tzadikim, Hashem doesn't bring a Takola to them, through them, then certainly Tzadikim themselves. That's what the Gemara states. So Tosfos has a couple of questions over here. Tosfos says, Tema, Do Ashkechom Yehuda ben Tabai, Shehorak Eid Zayman, Perikam Udamakis. Yehuda ben Tabai, the Gemara tells us, did not follow the strict halacha that Zaymim do not become Zaymim, actually Zum Shneim, and he killed eight Zaymim, and we told by Rav Shimon Shotach that he had killed him erroneously, he had spilt innocent blood. So how is it possible that Hashem should have allowed Yehuda ben Tabai to be nechshel in this takola? Tzadikim atzvam lekoshkein, Hashem clearly would protect Tzadikim from a takola. Second question says, Tosfos, Rabbi Shmuel famously, Kor of a Hitta, B'Perek Kamad Shabbos. Chachomim said you shouldn't read L'Oir HaNeir on Shabbos, because you might come to be Mateh. And Rabbi Shmuel says, I will read and I won't be Mateh. And Kor of a Hitta. And he says, I'll bring a Chatos Shmeina when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow this Tzadikim Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon Shotach to be Nichshol if the Gemara says that Hashta Behem Tosh Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisakal Yodam Tzadik Vatram Lekol Shekein? Pardon?
You will ask him for it. No,
Okay, so it so happens that the Ramban, we will mention that all the way to the end, but the Ramban does argue with Tosfos' position, and the Ramban actually says that if you are Pesheya, then you cannot expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect you. It doesn't apply to Yehuda ben Tabbai, I don't know whether he was Pesheya. The Ramban has a different territory on Yehuda ben Tabbai, but on Rabbi Shmuel, he says that because he was Pesheya, he shouldn't have done that. Yeah, the Ramban actually says that. Tosfos, however, says the following. V'omri, the dafka b'mida da'achila, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takola al yodo. The Kal V'chomer is inferred from the story of Rimsa ben Yair, where his animal was protected from consuming tevel. So Tosfos says it's only a mida da'achila where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a takola to the tzaddik. Shegnayu le'tzaddik she'oichel dvar isa. It's a gnay for a tzaddik. Why exactly is achila more of a gnay than if he does a shlichas donim or he does a chilul Shabbos? So some of Roshim explain. Correct. The Marikash I saw brought down explains that a person is mispatim. He becomes fattened from food that he consumes, and therefore the aver becomes part of the very person. That's a gnai that you should have been fattened from a dvar issa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the tzaddik, his behemoth, from ingesting forbidden foods. But it only applies, as Tosfos, to midah da'achila. It doesn't apply to other averis. A tzaddik is not protected necessarily, or a behemoth of a tzaddik, from other averis. Okay? Then Tosfos even takes that a stage further. And Tosfos says that there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Aleph, the Levi arrived in Bovel on the 11th of Tishri, and he saw people eating. They were unaware in Bovel that actually Bezdin had made Elul Mole, and that actually the 11th of Tishri, what they thought was the 11th of Tishri, was actually Yom Kippur, it was the 10th of Tishri. And he said, Kama Bosim, Tafshilu de Bavloi, Betzoim Rabba, you're all eating on Yom Kippur. Now there were surely many tzaddikim in Bovel at the time, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this takola to come their way, and this is l'chayra midah da'achila. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow takola to come their way when it was a midah da'achila? And then Tosfos brings another psochim, another gemara on Arab psochim. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebei Rav Asi. Rabbi Yirmiyah arrived at Rav Asi's home, v'ishtali, he forgot, v'toam koidim avdola. By mistake, he ate before avdola. Afgav de misosei ba'askar, it's a very strict prohibition to eat before Avdallah, and yet Rabbi Yirmiyah the Amora did so. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring this takola to him, and that is a midah da'achila? And for Tosfos, Hosom, achilas hetzahu, ela sha'oichel b'shoa ha'asura. Tosfos says, food on Yom Kippur is not macholas asurus, it's not forbidden food. The same piece of chicken that you can have throughout the year. The Torah says, on Yom Kippur you may not eat, but it's not a chefter de surah, it's not forbidden food. Food before Avdallah is not levelis or treif, it's not forbidden food. So even when it comes to midah da'achila, it's very limited, says Tosfos, the protection afforded to tzaddikim, behem tol shel tzaddikim, is limited to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them from, as we said, fattening themselves from food that is macholas asuras, but from non-food related averus, or even an averus pertaining to the eating of foods, but it's not actually a forbidden food, it's just that you ate it at the wrong time, from that there is no protection. That is the view of Tosfos, mentioned in a few places as we said. Right. Now, I'd like to go through with you a couple of psokim in the Rambam. This is, I don't know if I mentioned already, from Rav Chaim Wasserman, Kevitz Yurim, in Psochim, Oiskuf Yud Beis. There's halacha that if a zor eats truma, b'shoigeg, he has to pay a keren, the amount of truma that he ate, and a chomesh. He has to add a chomesh. This is halacha unique to A, if you eat truma b'shoigeg, if you eat it b'mezid, you get malchus or misa shvayim, but there's no chomesh, and it's also limited to eating truma. If you take truma and you mazik truma, you don't pay the chomesh. The chomesh is limited to if you eat truma b'shoigeg. The zor eats truma b'shoigeg, he pays keren b'chomesh. The Rambam paskens in Perek Yud mitrumas halacha Yud Aleph. Nozir Shoshogag v'shoso yayin shel truma. So a nazir is forbidden to drink wine at the best of times. The nazir forgot and shogag, and he drank wine of truma. So the Rambam says, Mishalem is a keren, ve'eino mishalem is a chaymish. So he pays keren, but he doesn't pay chaymish. So why doesn't he pay chaymish? He ate shogig b'truma. He ate truma b'shogig. Why does he not pay? There's no common in Ramne because, first of all, it's only misa b'dei shomayim. I think we pass on the misa b'dei shomayim, didn't say common in Ramne. Shogig, that depends. So, the Kehelishka explains an interesting explanation. The Rava disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam's source is his version of a Tosefta. The Rava has a different gears than the Tosefta. The Rava disagrees with the Rambam. But the Rambam passing is a Nazir, Sheshogar, Shoshiyan, Shal Truma, is potter from Chomish. So the Kehelishka explains what's the reason behind this. He says, Hatam, the reason is, Mishum, the Kibin Shehu, Osur Bayayin, Afim Hoya Chulin. Since a nazir is forbidden to drink wine, even if it would be chulin, a nazir cannot drink wine. Lav shtiyon. So he's saying in Modek Chiddush, Pshat Naramam, that if you drink, we said it's limited to eating this halacha of chumash. If you drink, you eat truma, the shogig, you gotta pay. A nazir is drinking of wine, hastish can drinking. Lav shtiyon. You know why? Because a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Any wine. So when a nazir drinks wine, la shtiyahi. Shtiyas issa, la shtiyahi. And therefore it's not good since he drank wine. By a nazir, the drinking of wine is destruction of wine. It's not drinking of wine, because a nazir and drinking wine don't go together. A nazir may not drink wine, cannot drink wine. His drinking of wine is not drinking. La shtiyahi. A shtiyas issa is not a shtiyah. And therefore it's as if he didn't drink the wine of truma, and therefore it's potter from chomish. Big chiddush, but that's what the Rambam paskens.
Drink, that he'd be potter from the keren as well.
No, he's the chayv of keren. Keren, you always chayv keren. Mazik, you also chayv keren.
So it's chayv on smazik.
Possibly, yeah. Okay. Earlier, the Rambam in the same period, period Yud Mitzrumas, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam paskens there. What's the halacha if a person drank, ate truma? On Yom HaKippurim, b'shoigig. Does he have to pay chomish? So the Rambam says, Hashoigig v'ochal truma b'yom HaKippurim, hareze meshalim keren v'chomish. So if on Yom Kippur, you ate truma b'shoigig, you pay keren v'chomish. So the question arises, if we're going to say that Shitz Rambam is a shtias issa, Lav shtiyahi, there's no chumash, that's why nozer is potter. So an achilas issa is also lav achili. An achila b'yom HaKippurim shouldn't be called an achila, and therefore you should be potter from chumash. Why is Rambam paskin that if you eat truma on Yom HaKippurim, you have to pay a chumash? Says Rabbi Chana Vassaman, with this yisoy that we see in Tosfos. But there's a fundamental difference between something which is a macholas asurus and something which is achilas heta. Bizman ha'asa. When you eat on Yom HaKippurim, you can't say it's not an eating, because the food that you eat is permitted food. On Yom Kippur, you may not eat it, but that's considered an achila. Masha'enkein, when a nozer drinks wine, although it's also maybe a time-limited prohibition, because maybe he's a nozer only for 30 days, but notwithstanding that, wine to a nozer becomes bechefta osa, like chometz on Pesach, even though it's limited. It's a chefta disura. Wine to a nozer is considered a chefta disura. It's not like permitted food in a forbidden situation. A nozer, for him, wine is a forbidden produce, forbidden item. So wine for a nozer is intrinsically macholas asuras, therefore lav shtiyahi, therefore you're potter from a chomish. But food on Yom HaKippurim, like Tosfos says, it's not macholas asuras, it's just, you may not eat it today, but it's not macholas asuras, and therefore it's got a shem achila, and therefore if it has a shem achila, you have to pay a chomish. That's
Yom Kippur?
Pardon?
A nozer drinks on Yom Kippur?
No, then he won't be better than a nozer drinks throughout the year. Then Yom Kippur is irrelevant. What did he drink Yom Kippur? Apple juice or wine? Obviously, if he drank wine, then it's the same as if he drank wine throughout the year. He's not going to be better off because it's Yom Kippur. Goes without saying. Right. Now, Reb Chanan takes this idea and extends it also, because Reb Chanan is bothered by the following. According to the Rambam, first of all, he says, why is it always that if you eat truma b'shoge, you got to pay a chomesh? You're not allowed to eat truma. And the Rambam's shitta is that an achilas issa hesnish kan achila. So every time you eat truma, by definition, it's not an achila. You're not allowed to eat truma. So he says, no, that's not shver. The Torah says, if you eat truma, you got to pay a chomesh. So it's forbidden to eat truma, but in such situation, the Torah says, you got to pay a chomesh. He says, fine, but that would apply, let's say, if the truma belonged to you. A yid can have truma, a zor. He yashens from his mother's father, Kohen, Yorosh Ma'avim, a Kohen, he can have truma that he's not allowed to eat, but it belongs to him. But what if he eats truma that belongs to a Kohen? Stolen truma. It's truma, but it's also not his truma, it's stolen truma. There too, the halacha is, you got to pay a chomesh. If you ate truma of somebody else, b'shoge, you got to pay a chomesh. Now here, says Reb Chanan, there's a question. I'm not allowed to eat this truma, even if it wouldn't be truma, because it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. If the Rambam shitta is that when you eat something that's forbidden, like a nozer who drinks wine, laf shtia hi, and therefore you're potter from a chomesh, so if you eat somebody else's truma, you should also say that I'm potter from paying a chomesh, because I'm not allowed to eat this even if it wouldn't be truma, because it's gezel, it's not mine. So Reb Chanan says a very straightforward idea. It's actually even, I think, more poshut than that idea that Tosfos says. And he says as follows. Think about it, l'cha'ira. If you eat food that doesn't belong to you, is that an iser achila? Or is it an iser gezel? Says Reb Chanan, the pashtus is that it's not an iser achila. If you were to take this food and give it to your dog, it would be the same gezel as if you put it in your own mouth. It's not that you may not eat food that's not yours. Eating food that's not yours involves stealing. It's stealing via eating, but it's not a macholas asuras. It's not that you've done an isra achila, you've done an isra gezel. You haven't done an isra achila. Memela, that's what he says, very good now what the Rambam is saying. A nazir drinks wine has done an isra achila, it's a shtia. He's not allowed to drink wine. But if you eat on Yom Kippurim, you haven't done an Isra Achila, like Tosfos says, you've merely eaten at a time when you're forbidden to eat, but that's not an Isra Achila. And if you eat truma that doesn't belong to you also, you haven't done an Isra Achila, you've done an Isra Gezel. But the food is not considered Macholas Asuras. Memela says, Reb Chanan, if that is correct, that an eating forbidden food is not an Isra Achila, then we can explain, he says, Shittas Rashi in Pashas Chayesara. He refers to this machlokes. So what did we have again? Rashi says that Avraham had to put a muzzle in order to protect his animals from eating bestos acherim in other people's fields. And Rabban says, B'shem the Medrash, why would he have to? Behemton shel tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect from takola. Says Reb Chanan, okay, but Tosfos says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect Behemton shel tzadikim from, or tzadikim, and therefore Behemton shel tzadikim from, what does he protect them from? From midat achila. From eating forbidden produce, which is be'etzem forbidden for produce, not just bizman, ha'osa. From that they're protected. So to go and eat graze in other people's fields, is that an iser achila? That's not an iser achila, says Reb Chanan, that's an iser gezel. From Issa Gezel, Behemton Shel Tzadikim are not protected. Behemton Shel Tzadikim are protected from Midat Achila, from them to eat Tevel. Pinchas Ben Yoras Chamor was protected from eating Tevel, that's forbidden produce. But to go and eat other people's pasture, you're not allowed to eat other people's pasture, but you're not allowed to eat it because it's an Issa Gezel, not because it's an Issa Achila. So, for that, there's no protection afforded, because it's not the food which they ingest which is forbidden, it's the fact that there's an issa tzvodi, a zaitige issa, which they transgress if they eat other people's produce, but it's not an issa achila, it's an issa gezel. Memela, from that they're not afforded protection. That's why Rashi says that without putting a muzzle on them, they could well have gone and eaten other people's fields, because the behemton the protection afforded to Pentel Shadikim doesn't apply to something which is not an Israchila. So says Rav Chanan, and what's the Ramban hold? So here already, there are a number of things one could say. Rav Chanan wants to say a big chiddush, which I don't fully grasp, that the Ramban holds that eating forbidden produce is an Isra Achila. Not forbidden produce, sorry. Eating stolen produce is an Isra Achila. As if to suggest a Yid has a number of things he has to do to food before he can eat it, right? Let's say you take a piece of meat, right? You need to shecht it, it mustn't be treifa, you must salt it. A number of things you do. We know the Gemara in Brachos famously tells us if you eat without making a brocha, right? Then you're not allowed to, you're stealing. Kilumal. So Rav Chanan, as it were, would be suggesting perhaps that part of the machshire oichel, part of the preparatory necessities before Yid should eat food is that the food belonged to him. Over and above this, a gezel, that's true, there's an Issa gezel, you're not allowed to steal. But in addition to that, it's not kosher. If food doesn't belong to you, it's an Issa achila. To me, this is a big chiddush. But that's what he suggests. That is the machlokes between the two amoroim in the Medrash, and between Rashi and Ramban. Nochemol. Everyone agrees, he says, to the shit of Tosfos in Chulin, that Behemton Shot Tzadikim are only protected from Midah Achila. The Shaila, Zokta, the machlokes between them is, how do we view eating stolen food? Rashi learns, that's not an Isra Achila. It's an Issa Gezel. So there's no protection of Behemton Shot Tzadikim, you have to put a muzzle. And the Ramban says, no. Food that doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to take, but you're also not allowed to eat. It's an Isra Achila to eat food that doesn't belong to you. I mean, maybe there would be protection to Behemton Shot Tzadikim from eating stolen produce, and therefore it would be unnecessary to place a muzzle on them. And therefore the Ramban says that Vayifata Chesakmanav doesn't refer to a muzzle, refers to something else. That's what Rav Chanan suggests.
If they're stealing from fields, wouldn't that be tevel? The food that they're eating would be tevel. Let's take it straight from the fields, nobody's been maser it.
Okay, it's a good question. First of all, if it belongs to non-Jews, then if yesh king in lafkia, it wouldn't be a chiv maser anyway. Secondly, if it's koidem miruach, then there wouldn't be sachila, and for chilas behemus, it's chilas arai, which would certainly be permitted at the earlier stages. Lemaisaj, I'll just conclude. That's the way Rav Chanan clarifies it. You could say slightly differently, like I mentioned to Chaskel earlier, that the Ramban actually goes l'shitosoi, because the Ramban in Chulin argues with Tosfos, and the Ramban says that Pentan Shal Tzadikim or Tzadikim Atzmon Loikolshkein, Hashem protects even from any avera, not only from Midat Achila. The Ramban says any avera a tzaddik is protected from. He will not be nichshel in any avera, and therefore by inference a behemoth will be protected from any avera. You'd have been Tabai killed and Shmuel hit her. So Ramban says, Rabbi Shmuel, as we said, was a Shekel Peshah. If you're Peshah, you're not protected. You'd have been Tabai, he says, was a soul that came back and had to be killed. And a whole. He's got answers to why the individual cases of Tosfos, these people were not protected. But in principle, he says, a Tzaddik would be protected even from things which are not Midat Achila. So if the Ramban is very good, the Shitosoi, you don't have to say that eating forbidden stolen produce is an Issa Achila. Eating stolen produce is an Issa Gezel, like Rabbi Chanan said. But Rashi holds that they're not protected from Issa Gezel, like Tosfos says, they're only protected from Midat Achila. The Ramban holds they are protected from all Isurim. Even from Gezel, they're protected, and therefore it would be unnecessary to put a mazel on them, because of Behemton Shel Tzadikim are protected even from Issa Gezel. And finally, yet another way of resolving the, or explaining the Machalukis, is that maybe everyone does agree to Shittas Tosfos, that they're only protected from Midat Achila. And also everyone agrees that stolen produce is not a Midat Achila. So why would the Ramban say that they would have been protected nonetheless? There's an Ovis Rav Nosson in Perek Ches, again on this week's Parsha. And the Ovis Rav Nosson says, this is his Roshon, Geshem Shatzadikim HaRishonim Hoyu Chasidim, like the Tzadikim HaRishonim HaChasidim, Kach Behemton Hoyu Chasidois, so too their animals were Chasidois. Omru, Gemalo Shal Avraham Avinu Lo Nichzu Lebayis Sheyesh Ba'Avoyas Kechovim. They didn't enter a house which had Avodah Zorah. Shenema, as it says, V'al Noichi Pinisi Habayis U'mokom LeGemalim. Olechi pinisi abayis mitrofim, umokom nagmalim, melamei shloi nechusu lebeis lovan arami atche pinu, kolo abayis chod mipneim. So, the Ovis Rosman says that the Gemalim and Ravinu were protected not to enter a house which had Avodah Zorah, which is why Hashem arranged that Lavan would first offer to remove all the Avodah Zorah from the house before the Gemalim would enter the house. So it's clear in the Ovis Rosman that the behemoths of Ravinu were protected even from an Avera which is not Midah Achila. So I saw, Chaim Kalman quotes, the Chidor, the Shaul Meshiv, ask, how does that stem with Tosfos? Tosfos says that you only protect from Midah Achila, so they say that Tzadikim are protected only from Midah Achila, but the Avos, who are super Tzadikim, they're protected from any Avera, that their behemoths would not, and they themselves would not be Nichshol, Hashem wouldn't bring a Tzakola to them in any Avera, including an Avera which is not related to Midah Achila, which is why Avraham Avinu's Gemalim were protected even from being Nichnas in the Bayis of Avodah Zorah. So, if you say that, then you can understand the Rambam, why the Rambam says it would be unnecessary to place a mazel on them. Although, L'chaira, this is Gezel, it's not Midah Achila, but the Rambam says Avraham Avinu is different. Avraham Avinu's Gemalim would be protected even from an Avera not related to Midah Achila, and therefore it would be unnecessary to put a mazel on them. It doesn't quite stem with the Lashon of the Ramban, because Ramban quotes the Medrash at the Kal Chomis from Chamurish or Prince Vayoyer. He was saying that the Ovis are on a different level, but Akwan Akun's the Ovis to Rab Nosson, that would also explain why it would be unnecessary to Avraham Avinu to have placed mazels on the animals, because his animals would have been protected even from Averis not related to Achila. Thank you.